One in 10 young adults will experience homelessness at some point during the year. That's from a new University of Chicago study, and the latest homeless count in Los Angeles showed a shocking increase in young people with nowhere to live. Anna Scott from member station KCRW reports that over the past year, the number of homeless young adults went up 64%.
The cafeteria at Santa Monica College is packed on this weekday afternoon. 21-year-old freshman Jafet Craig Dyer just grabbed lunch between classes.
I didn't need the class, but I didn't.
He steps outside and walks to a concrete bench in the shade. He looks like a college kid who just pulled an all-nighter. But Dyer wasn't up late studying.
I didn't have nowhere to sleep last night, so, you know, kind of tired, but I'm not too worried about it. I'm just make sure I get some rest whenever I can.
He lived in foster care until he was 18, then stayed with his grandmother, but he says they didn't get along. About 2 years ago, he ended up on the street. Sometimes Dyer stays with friends, but he spends a lot of nights aimlessly riding the bus.
It's really, hard is not even the word, man. It's really, it's demoralizing. It's really demoralizing for me.
He's not alone. He's part of a homeless population that's been invisible for a long time. This year's count found nearly 6,000 young people on the streets of greater LA.
The number that was captured this time is the number that we've been saying for the last 5 to 6 years.
Bill Bedrosian is CEO of Covenant House California, a nonprofit serving homeless 18 to 24-year-olds. He says one reason LA saw such a big jump in youth homelessness is that authorities got better at counting.
This last round, they really talked to young people about how, when, and where to count them.
Meaning you don't necessarily spot people this age sleeping on sidewalks or in shelters. They often stay with friends or keep odd hours. Better counting could also explain why other places around the country have seen similar increases, like San Diego, Atlanta, and Seattle. Still, the uptick isn't just due to better counting. It also reflects a real problem that's getting worse. Bedrosian says Covenant House has seen more former foster kids like Jafet Craig Dyer in recent years.
They're not in homes long enough to really develop family relationships, and when they turn 18, it's just like, okay, you can't live here anymore.
Bedrosian believes foster care often doesn't provide the stability people need to step into adulthood.
The design of the foster care system is to keep children safe. It's not to raise children.
There is a transition age youth program in the foster care system now.
Sheila Kuhl is an LA County supervisor. She points out California does offer some services to young people for 3 years after leaving foster care. But it only goes so far, because once somebody turns 18...
We can't tell you what to do. We can't order people to take you in, because you're an adult.
Kuhl says new measures include more temporary shelters for young people and help for colleges to identify and track homeless students. Students like Jafet Craig Dyer. He plans to become a nurse, and eventually a nursing professor.
I know I am going to get off the streets. It might take however long it's taken, but it's coming, you know, gradually, slowly. I'm taking stepping stones.
Next step, finding a permanent place to sleep instead of crashing in a friend's van or napping on a bench between classes. He recently applied for room at a shelter just for college students, but won't be able to move in until next year at the earliest. For NPR News, I'm Anna Scott in Los Angeles.